You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Local Area Director, because we're live in Subaville Studios, Social Media Specialist for BNI Heartland, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
I feel like I should be wearing a hard hat today, Brandon. Big construction zones on the way getting here today. I got a little turned around. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. It seems to be every time Liz and I move somewhere, within the year or so, they tear up all the main roads around our house. And it's great when it's done, but what, we're on year two now, I think, of construction? Okay, well, that has nothing to do with our topic today, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, it's not. What I want to talk about today, or what we want to talk about today, is we're going to talk a little bit about cold calling. And I think that's something, not that we avoid in BNI talking about and all of that. And even Ivan Meisner said on a podcast once, he goes, I wrote the book on cold calling. Like especially when he was early in business, that was the way to do business.
That was the expected way to do business. You know, there was no other real avenue to go out and find people. You either did big media presentations or you did cold calling.
Exactly. So now, there's so many new rules about selling, and BNI supports these. You know, building relationships, don't jump right in when you call somebody. Don't sell them right away. But if this is your one time to talk to somebody, you have to make something happen, right?
You can't just expect something to happen, well, I don't know, I would say overnight, but yes, you need to have something to offer too.
Yeah. Right. So if, in theory, if you follow the rules of cold calling, you call, you get in front of the person you want to talk to, and you roughly have, I'm going to say 2 minutes to keep their attention. And within those 2 minutes, you either provide them value that will drive them to want to do business with you, or you try to sell them. And like I said, you want to avoid the try to sell them, because it's like dating, right? If you go on a date with somebody, it's pretty awkward if within that first date, you're like, so do you want to get married?
I don't know about your dating history, Brandon, but that sort of thing when people don't have the same level of expectation of commitment right away has never worked out for me in the past.
Okay, so a salesperson is like, commitment, let's do this, where your prospect is probably like, hey, nice to hear from you for the first time ever, right?
Right. Well, the level of commitment's going to be different. Some businesses, it's a big commitment to get involved with. A financial planner, that's a big commitment. Mm-hmm. Somebody looking to maybe, I don't know, get a haircut, buy some flowers, not the same level of commitment.
Well, I like that, although I've never gotten a cold call from a stylist, have you?
Not yet, but I'm surprised. If they ever see me on a video on something like this, I might get a couple.
I'm not going there. Okay, so what we're getting at is, I still think cold calling can be done, but if you have value to bring to the person, I feel you stand a better chance to go further in the sales process with them. And you know, one thing that provides value, in my opinion, and I think Ray will agree, is a BNI chapter, right?
Everybody who hopefully is listening to this podcast has some experience with BNI, at least to know a little bit that there's some value in what we bring to their business. I think if we wanted to go on and on onto that topic, we could be here all day. Mm-hmm. But definitely there's the context, there's the exposure for your business that you're going to get there as a visitor. We have an entire podcast dedicated to what the value of a visitor is to the meeting. So not just for the chapter, but for that visitor. So go back and listen for those. But there's endless value to bring somebody to the meeting.
Right. So when I am going to call somebody, and let's say I'm so lucky and the business owner answers, which by the way, and it was for BNI purposes, but I did reach out to a company. Actually, no, I used their services. So I was reaching out to them to ask them a question, and the business owner did answer. Now I have a great relationship with him, so it was like catch up time for us. But I'm like, man, if I was cold calling today, this would be like the one golden one, right? Exactly. So think about this. You're making your cold calls and you do get a hold of the business owner. You have a minute, right? A minute of their attention. And if you go down the aisle of, hey, Ray, I'm really glad that I got a hold of you today. I have a product that you need and it's going to help you grow your business so much, you're going to have to hire 7 people. Ray, how do you feel as a business owner on that?
I'm feeling like you're the salesman that came walking up to my door and is trying to push the door open on me when really all I want to do is get back to work.
Okay, so now let's flip it. And okay, so Ray, I'm really glad that I got a hold of you today. I have an opportunity to expose your business to 17, 20, 30, fill in your chapter number, business owners that are not your competition. Would you like to have come lunch? Would you like to come and have lunch with me sometime?
That sounds interesting, Brandon.
There's value to that, right?
Yeah, it does sound interesting.
Because you're not jumping right in to sell them. And something that always rings in my head, if you're at a networking event, if you're at a B&I event, even if you're at a benefit event, you can't go into sales mode. Because they're not going to talk to you much longer once you jump into that sales mode. You can talk about your business. A lot of people ask, what do you do? You know, what business do you have? That kind of stuff. But the second you go into that sales mode, you lose it. And you'll even notice that in social media. If you post, you know, first day for your kids, you get all these likes and comments and everything. But you put a post out there and you're like, hey, call me if you need marketing. Crickets.
Well, another thing I'm going to throw out there for you to put a little twist on it that I know you love the little twist.
I love twists.
A lot of us really don't even have a sales mode. We're not 100% comfortable with sales. We get into doing what we do because we love it for other reasons. I'm a photographer because I like to take pictures. You know, I'm a chiropractor because I like to help people get healthy. I'm not in it because I want to market. So I don't necessarily know how to sales, right?
Right. Okay, I love that. So when you call and you get the person in front of and you invite them to your B&I meeting, you're providing a piece of value. You're asking them to come join you at a meeting. Oh, and by the way, you got a visitor, which is great, right? Ding. Right? So now you called, you provided value, their wall is down because they don't feel that you're just trying to sell them, okay? And now they're going to come to a meeting. They're actually going to come and meet you at your meeting. Let's talk about things we can prepare ahead of time at the chapter that's only going to promote you and your business in a positive way that in theory would take you one step closer to closing the sale in the sales process.
Ooh, this sounds exciting.
All right. So first meeting, what's the first 15 minutes of every B&I meeting?
The first 15 minutes is open networking.
That's right. Working the room and taking your visitor around. And Ray, you had some really good points when we were kind of putting this together. During open networking.
Sure. Open networking just gives you the opportunity to maybe introduce that person not only to businesses that might be relevant and good connections for them to make, but maybe a few people that have done business with you and can kind of provide that almost by way of testimonial, kind of a back way of kind of saying, oh yeah, Brandon, thanks so much for the referral you've given me. Or Brandon, thanks so much. Everything's worked out great with the work you've done for me.
Yes. Yeah. And we talked about like how planned this could look. And I really think that that is just, you know, hey, thanks again for taking good care of that referral, or thanks again for what you've done. That seems very natural. You know, they're just open conversation and thanking you for what you've done for them lately.
I hear that at just about any B&I meeting I go to during
that's
open
true.
Networking.
Yeah,
one person
true.
Or another thanking somebody for something, so it would be very natural.
Okay.
I'm not asking anybody to do anything weird or out of context, but if there's somebody especially that you've done business with on a regular basis and they might be a good fit, kind of make that mention.
Yeah. And you want to kind of give a heads up too, so that they would be prepared to have something ready. And knowing that you're bringing the visitor, which is a prospective client for you. Okay, the next part is going to be the weekly presentation. If you've never been prepared with your weekly presentation, be prepared on this one.
Please don't tell Ray you've never been prepared for your weekly presentation. This is one of my big pet peeves in B&I is people who aren't prepared. But anyway, yes, you have an excellent opportunity to stand up, say something wonderful about what you're looking for. You can essentially tell the person sitting next to you, I'm looking for people just like you, without
Bingo.
Looking them in the face and saying that.
Bingo. If you prepare a good weekly presentation, let's say you invite a dentist to your meeting and you want to work with the dentist. But if you provide a good or prepare a good weekly presentation, you can in a roundabout way say, I am looking to work with dentist office to provide them this service. And like you said, you're not looking at them. You're not pointing it out. Hopefully the chapter doesn't make like a funny comment or something like, oh, look, well, the guy's sitting next to you. Or, and sadly, I've seen this, write them up as a referral for you that day. But once again, you know, if you're really taking all this time to do this, you'd kind of let your chapter know what's going on there. So being prepared with the weekly presentation. The next part is going to be the referral and testimonial part.
We're skipping the feature presentation?
Well, okay, no, we did talk about that, didn't we? So with the feature presentation, Ray threw out there that it would be your day
Could it be your present. Day? Should it be your day?
And I kind of went back and forth on that because there is, and on BNI University, they talk about inviting for your day, but those are going to be specific people that like need and know and want to know more about your services. This is more your prospecting, cold calling. So even though you can provide them a service, it's not going to be top of mind. So, you know, if you if you're a real estate agent, you want mortgage lenders in the room. That's an obvious one. If you sell marketing and you have a dentist in the room, that's not as obvious. So I don't think you have to be the feature presenter. I also feel like if you're doing everything that day, you got them there on a good day. But it might come off a little to them as you just invited me for the Brandon show today.
Right. See how great I am.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I think you could go either way with that. If it's somebody that's very much a Contact Sphere member, then yeah, be the presenter. But if it really is just a market you're trying to get into or a brand new prospect that you're trying to get as a niche, then I would say it's not necessary.
So it certainly doesn't have to be.
Correct. Yep, okay. Correct. Plus, you then are zeroing in one specific day to get them there where, you know, if we're softly inviting them.
It could be any week.
It could be any. You got it. Okay, so now the referral and testimonial part, and this is where I think you can definitely put some preparation in. Have two or three members with a prepared testimonial for you.
Absolutely. Again, prepared, always, again, a nice word we like to throw out here a lot. But yes, if you have somebody come up and say a good, solid thing about the business, how great your product is, how wonderful you work with, how flexible you were, whatever it is, mm-hmm. that testimonial being prepared is going to have an impact on that visitor that you brought in, and they're going to see the value of what you provide.
Right. All right. So we've gone from a basic cold call, which, let's not lie, with robocalls and cell phones and everything, that's just a little more difficult.
After about 30 years of people being subject to this, we're kind of tired of it.
You got it. But when you do get that opportunity, providing value really goes in line with what BNI stands for on how to grow your business through referrals. You provide value first. Givers gain, right?
That's what we're all about.
So if we use our inviting to the meeting to provide that value, now we've got them in an environment that, A, we're face-to-face. And I like that better anyways, over a phone. But we're face-to-face, we're meeting face-to-face, and you have people saying good things about you. To me, that almost sounds like a more fun way to sell somebody.
I think you said it all right there.
So if you liked this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, I like this one.
It's been fun.
I think if a member really takes the time to set this up, I bet they'd find pretty good results.
I'd like to hear about those results too.
I would too. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.